Hey, we're talking with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, and he's on the river right now, just broke off a pig. And you know what? I wanted to bring up the fact that you brought up the, you know, nymphing is, generally speaking, more effective for steelhead than swinging flies. So people might be saying, well, why don't you just stick with the nymph rod? Well, I'll be the first one to say, I understand. I get it. You would rather swing flies. You enjoy that so much more. You're talking to the guy that is a dry fly nerd. That's my favorite drug of choice for fishing. So I get it.
Adam, I can stand out here, and I've got some buddies of mine who told me not too long ago, I just respect what you do because you'll sit there all day, people catch a fish around you, and you will stick to what you're doing. This is where I'm at in life, and I love swinging flies. I love to cast. I love to mend. I love pumping the fly, trying everything in my power to get that fish to take that fly when it should take you, just because it's too cold, the water's too low, whatever the odds are against you. That is where I'm at. But right now, Adam, I mean, these guys are catching them on the pins. They're catching them on nymphing, the swing fly, throwing spinners. The fishing is just super, super awesome right now. We've been so blessed with just an easy-going November.
So let's talk a little bit. I want to get to the flies that you're using because obviously some fly fishermen want to know patterns. But let's talk about why you enjoy the take on a swing pattern, on a streamer swung through the current more than the subtle take of a nymph.
Because it hits you like a ton of bricks. It is just a hard, aggressive grab. And remember that with these cold temperatures, these fish are getting into the doldrums. You know, they're getting lethargic and they're slowing down. Very difficult to chase with a swung fly because they really don't want to move. Mm-hmm. Cold. They don't want to spend energy. You know, they have to eat to get that energy back up, so they don't want to spend that energy. But when you find an aggressive taker, a player fish, and he hits that fly, all four of the takes I've had today were just hard. Like a train going by, you throw the fly out there and the fly hooks the train. Fat! And just they sting you, and it is just so awesome, such an awesome feeling.
Okay, quickly here, let's talk about what the hot patterns are.
I'll tell you what, I have been going through a big fly tying stage right now with synthetics, but my bites have been slow, and so I went back to basics, and a friend of mine by the name of John Lee, who I think is back in Canada now.
I know who he is.
My first, you know John Lee.
Dr. John Lee, yep.
My first fly that I ever tied that he taught me, and he was kind of my teacher for the two-handed rod, was the spay bugger. And that has taken three of my fish today. And then, ironically, I was sitting here going through the swing, looking at the time just to make sure I could, you know, get with you today. My grapefruit leech hadn't produced anything, so I said, you know, I'm going to fish this run with this fly just to see if I could pick something up. And that's when I picked up that hog, and he just hit me. Pulled the drag. When you take an 8-weight, you twist it sideways. Oh, what a fish. So that was on the grapefruit leash. So two tried and true flies that I always have in my box that I've gotten away from a little bit are what are doing the trick today.
Well, there you go. Chris Guestwicke from Caddisshack Guide Service on the river as we speak, slaying steelhead on swung streamers. Appreciate your time, buddy. It's exciting.
Hey, not a problem. Have a great day and get out and fish. Still got plenty of good weather and the rivers are up. Get out there.
Yeah, now that we're done with deer hunting in bulk, I should say, you know, we still got black powder, but I want to get back into our fishing reports with you. So thanks. We'll get in touch with you soon.
All right, buddy.
This is the Outdoor Show.